Good evening, Audio Boo. You find me in my kitchen on a weekday evening. I have been working from home today, but I'm going into the office tomorrow, and I don't want to be faffing around too much for eating this evening. However, I did rather fancy cooking something as opposed to relying on some form of ready meal. I am such a faffy cook. The other day, for instance, when going to have a barbecue with Paul and Claire, I prepared some couscous, and, you know, couscous you can pretty much do just sticking it in a pot with some water. However, I ended up frying the onions and garlic separately. I've seen a technique for doing fried courgette, where you grate it and then fry it, so that was another stage, and then the stock, and then something else, and I make everything really complicated. I want to have a crack at doing something one potted, and basically largely relying on stuff I have. I have just been to the supermarket and I did have it in mind that I would do something like this, so it's not totally spontaneous. But it is just a little bit. I'm just going to move a shelf down in my oven. I think. Do I need to move a shelf down in the oven? Let's check. Let's find the pot that I'm going to use. Please don't all fall out of the cupboard. Like that. Whoops. I did think about sealing the meat in a frying pan beforehand, but that sort of moves away from the one pot principle of cutting down on mess. So I am going to attempt to do this with one pot. I just need to find a lid for this pot. My lid's gone. We have a cupboard full of pans with no lids. Glass one there. Oh, should be a metal one though. That's a skillet lid. Let the glass come off. Let's have a look. Although it needs to go in the oven, actually. That's probably no. Sort of fits it, but actually, yeah, it needs to go in the oven, so it's not a good idea. I could just do it all in the skillet, but since I'm not planning on doing too much, I want something that's a bit deeper, narrower and deeper to cook it in, and I really can't find a lid. Well, this is a good start, isn't it? Here is an audio boo of Robert trying to find a lid for 45 minutes. Robert, if I do say so myself. Yep, that fits. Let's see if that goes in the oven. Nope, I do need to move the shelf. Right, next up, need some oil in the pan. And we'll start just to gently heat that up whilst I'm sorting out other stuff. I tend to cook these days, actually, with groundnut oil, which I had read somewhere is quite good. Doesn't impart a particular flavour or anything, but is quite just good, efficient oil to use. Couple of clogs. I always put too much oil in, but there's a couple of clogs at the bottom of this pot. And we will put that on that far, and we'll stick the oven on to warm up as well. And then we shall investigate what we have and what we're going to do with it. So I think what I bought, I'm not 100% sure, was some lamb. I think it may be a large lamb chop, possibly. It was certainly in the lamb section. I've still got stuff on the floor, actually. Oh, including a lid. No wonder I couldn't find it. I always knocked it out the cupboard. And now I've trapped my earphone in the door. That's really clever. Really bright. Good, good, good. Well done, Robert. And now where have I actually put my phone? You are listening to me from somewhere, and I don't know where. Where did I put it? On the side would have been a good idea, but I don't seem to have put it there. I have moved the phone to somewhere. Oh, and I'm finding more stuff on the floor. I'm doing so well here. Come on, phone, where have you gone? Oh, you're on there, you're sitting on the pit of bread. That's all good. Oh, and more stuff falling out the blooming cupboard. Right, I'm going to take the earphones off because they're going to... I don't need them anyway and they're getting in the way. And also rinse my hands. Water seems to be going through a mode of either being under really high pressure or no pressure at all. Right, that's that. So as I say, what we have here, I think, is some lamb. Let me find something to open it with. Most stuff is still in the drying pile, so... Now I'm hoping that I have got something like loin or lamb chops or something like that and not steak, because that would rather ruin the plan a little bit. Ooh, what on earth have I got? It's got bone. Well, that wasn't quite what I was expecting. I think it's some kind of rib. Lamb ribs, half a... thing, yeah, I think these must be ribs and the meat attached to it. Well, could be interesting. Might take a photograph for the audio. Hang on a moment. Goodness knows how this is going to work. We're trying to seal it. I could pick it up by its ribs. Where have I put them? Why do I leave my phone every time? Right, okay. Just bear with me a second. Train times. Camera. Double tap to open. View. Camera. Flash. Automatic. Switch between flash modes. Okay. Right, well, we have a photograph then, at least. Double tap to open. Camera. Running. Audio boom. Running. It's starting to smell the oil, so I ought to get move on with this. What I want to do is to put some salt and pepper on the lamb. And I forgot, actually, usually these days I oil the meat rather than the pan, but I forgot on this occasion. Never mind, doesn't matter. Right, we have some rock salt here, which I haven't worked out yet how to open the cellophane over the mill part, so I'm doing it with my fingers. Well, it doesn't matter if some of it's dropping off, I shall in a second use my fingers to rub it in. And I also need some pepper. I think it's on the microwave. Where did I last have the pepper? Oh! There we go, it's starting knocking stuff over. It's really bright for me. Found the chilli. Maybe I'll stick a bit of chilli on it. That'll be good. But I can't find the pepper. Oh, no. Oh, why does that thing always have to... If it's going to fall in somewhere, or fall down, it's always going to roll into the sink or something, isn't it? That's always the way. What on earth have I done with the pepper? It's very annoying. Oh, stop it! Stupid things. Right. It's a problem with trying to feel for these blessed things that you end up knocking them over as you go. Can't find any pepper. Strange. I think I know where I've got some. More, that's not much. I'm going to take the oil off for a sec because that's heating up. I'm going to heat up too much, I think. Can I still touch the handles? Let's see. Yes, I can. Bit of chilli then. Bit of chilli on everything. That in a second too, but I do really want some pepper. So amuse yourself for just a moment. Bring you with me, really, whilst I found it, because it's probably as interesting as anything else. The reason why my spices are in the living room are just because I was running out of space to do stuff at the weekend when cooking, preparing stuff. So I have my box of spices here. Definitely not that. Paprika. Also smells like paprika. I've got lots of paprika. Strange. Don't think it's that bottle. Could be this one. Let's see. Cumin. Let's try this one. Yes, black pepper. I think already ground though. Just have to live with that. Not ideal, but. We'll have more of a chance to put stuff in a moment because the duck is going to go straight on the lamb as a sort of coating for when it's being sealed. So at the moment the lamb is just lying in its packet and I'm sprinkling stuff on top and sort of around it, and the stuff that's gone around will then be put on it. A second. I'm also just going to put a tinsy dab of oil there. I know I've already got oil in the pan, but it'll help some of this stuff stick to it. Right, that came in the microwave. I might be able to find it again. Oil there. Oil. Right. Oil on there. I'm just going to put the thing back in the hob. Up a bit, ready for the lamb to go in a moment. I could do a bit more salt on the other side there. That's my pesto and water. Salt. Oh, I might actually just have to use sea salt. We have a mixture of rock and sea salt here. A bit easier to crunch up, actually. Okay, with that, wash your hands so I can actually move the phone, because you'll want to hear the sizzling when it goes into the pan, won't you? You're in position now. I think the microphone is pointing the right way. Yeah. Right, okay. Well, it's smoking a bit, so I think it's time that we went in. Hopefully this is going to fit in the pan, actually. Let's just check. Yes, just. Like that. I'll keep the packet so I can actually try and find out later what it is. We're only sealing it for the moment, so it doesn't want to be in there forever. I just turn it over into sort of walkabout, so I'm going to have to improvise a bit here. What we'll do is we'll position a plate, so if need be, I can just take it out onto the plate and then turn it over. See if we can actually get hold of it now. We might get to flip it if we need. Okay. Right then. Not quite so. A bit smoky. As you might gather. It'd be far too much for one meal this, but I suppose I can have it cold at some point. Ribs sticking out. We need to move the pan off the heat for a little bit, I think, because I'm not quite ready to do the next bit. Okay, that's off there. Heat's off for a second. And let's inspect the
damage my feet.
Did I manage to get both sides of it, is the question here. Yes, I think I... ish. Did, yes I did. Slightly better done on one side than the other, but that's fine. Okay, we can go with that.
What I need now are... I think I've got some shallots and some little new potatoes that have been kicking around a while. Let's see if they're around. Yes. We have potatoes, whether we have the shallots, another matter, but we'll certainly do the potatoes. Let's see if the shallots are about. Two onions and a potato. Probably live with that. Go with the onions that feel. There's another one that feels a bit better. Shallots must have been thrown out by mum when she was hit for being mouldy or something. Sharp as it could be, really. It's not the best one for doing this with, but it's the only one I have to hand, so. Taking a bit too much of that onion, but again, we'll just have to do with it. I've just remembered I was going to cut it in a fairly chunky way. I think what I shall do actually, because some of it cooked down and some of it stayed chunky, so I'll just do sort of one onion in slices and one in quarters. I know that sounds a bit odd, but this is odd anyway. So much for doing everything the same size so it cooks at the same rate. Eh? Right, that's that one cut very badly, really. Without cutting my fingers, perfectly. Ah, almost. Almost got the fingers. Right. Let's get this back on the hob. I don't know how much oil is going to be left in there from after cooking the meat. Let's stick a tinsy bit more in. And I've realised that I forgot to do something. We're doing the meat, but that's not the end of the world. Lost my oil. Where's my oil gone? That's my nice olive oil. I don't want to use that. I want my groundnut oil. Where's that gone? Oh, can't find the groundnut oil. Is it over here somewhere? Nope, not there. Just say, memory is a... worse thing to be rubbish at than the sights. At least if you have good memory, you can remember where you put stuff, whereas mine is shocking. I thought it was a point actually made by Stephen Fry on Desert Island Discs at the weekend, how underrated memory is as a skill or an art. Even right there it is, it was lying down. I don't know if I can find it. Good reason why that's not sizzling, I haven't actually turned the hob back on. It does help. Going to do now is the onion needs to go in. I'm trying not to use too many plates, but I still end up doing a few so that I have stuff to have things ready to go in. There we go, onion. So I'm pushing out the rings on the ones that have been sliced. Chunky, not too bad. And I need to cut the other one. With a mic, I've actually had another onion. In the living room. Don't ask me why it's in the living room, but I may well have. We'll see. Right, onion in there. Garlic can go in afterwards, slightly after the onion does. And potatoes the same. Let's see what I have. I do have another onion, so I'm going to use it. Skin off this. Another fairly chunky one. Do it into eights, I think. One. Okay, like so. And then that can go in, I think. Sorry, you missed the point where that went in. So that's my fairly low at this moment. I am going to, and it may sound a bit strange, I'm going to throw in a full handful of brown sugar with the onion, because I personally find that it starts the caramelisation quite nicely. Is that brown sugar? I don't really. This is nice that we've got somewhere. Okay. is going to soften the to begin with. We'll then put the heat back up for a bit in order to cook them properly. Covered in the sugar and oil. So I heat up. And I need garlic in there. Garlic in a brown bag on the windowsill. Yeah, close there. Let's get my extra strong garlic crusher here. And actually, the tiny little cloves that I think we've bung them all in. This is a fancy onion peeler thing where you can crush them all with the skin on. Sorry, with the skin on. There we go, let's go in with this. A little bit of pressure. And eventually, garlic coming out the bottom. That's nice. Also not convinced actually that the pan is fully on the heating element here, so let's prove that. Thanks, that there. I also want my potatoes to go in. Right, keep
it all. How are we doing?
How are
we going with these?
Just put a bit of butter on them. Throw them in, and then we'll give it another good stir. Take the onions off burning.
carrot. Spooning off the side deliberately. Right. Okay. Get a bit more of a stir and see if we've got any carrots. Edible carrots.
As opposed to going off one from the fridge.
It's going to be smelling alright at the moment. Keep going. Don't have any carrots. That'll do. Carrot is in. Give that a stir, and then in a moment we'll go in my magical secret ingredient. Always have to be a magical secret ingredient in a Robert recipe. This one there may well be two, but I haven't decided yet. Alright, so what we've got. Meat back in first and then my secret ingredient, but I just want to make sure that I can actually add my secret ingredient that I need to see. And two. Where is my magic ingredient? Okay, I have the opening device. Might need to turn it down, this is going to burn otherwise. Great. Right, the meat is going to go back in. I'm going to put that in back in by hand now. And it will sit roughly on top of the bed here. There we go. Bed it down a bit.
that, and then we'll do the six ingredients. Which is, yes, a bottle of beer. It's a bottle, I think, of IPA. I wanted to have something fairly light and hoppy to go in here. So we're just going to put it in slowly so it doesn't cool it straight down, but here you go. Oh, the smell immediately changed. Oh, gorgeous. Gorgeous smell. I'm not sure that thing is flat on the hob. Let's just make sure it is. So that's okay. So this is going to be lamb in ale. Fine idea, personally. So, taste of the ale. Very nice. Wouldn't mind drinking it actually. Oh well, it's too late now. Okay. Covered in it. Turn the heat back up. Just to get it bubbling again. The other secret ingredient I wanted to put in, now this may be messing about too much, but I was reading about star anise. And I rather fancied using it. Now, it suggested, the thing I was reading, not going overboard, but just putting, say, one seed in something that's slow cooking could be enough. I might have ended up with ground rather than... seeds, but never mind. Okay, let's put a little pinch in that case. It's meant to add a little je ne sais quoi or something to it. Also, somewhere I have some mint, and if that would seem like an appropriate thing to throw in there. As that's heating back up again, the mint.